Hello and welcome to the 10th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand,
Sawadee Krap,
and of course the rest of the world. Good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place that I want to talk about today is Nonthaberry, and it's quite sort of heavily populated central Thai province, that's sort of to the northwest of Bangkok, near the, right in the Chao Phraya River Basin. And it's known for lots of relics like sort of porcelain and things like that. Great museum. So come on. Let's do it. Yeah, Nonthaberry is very sort of interesting sort of district. It's a district of its own, but because it's so close to Bangkok, the line of divide, let's say, becomes quite blurred because you don't know when sort of Nonthaberry starts or where Bangkok sort of finishes. But it's got, you know, it's some very, very interesting places to go and see. You know, obviously it's famous for its pottery, but you've got the temples and the markets, Wat Kalten Prakrat. That's an interesting, what actually means temple. So, and there's Wat Hania Pratipam and Wat Prasad. So they're very interesting temples to go and have a look at, you know. But I suppose to give it almost like a bit of a summary, really, the culture there is vibrant, and it's quite an affordable cost of living, bearing in mind you're slightly outside of Bangkok, so your costs are going to be a little bit lower. But, you know, it is a really nice and a really interesting place. Well, you know, if you want to actually go to Nonthaberry from Bangkok, there is about sort of five ways that you can go. I mean, I normally went on the MRT, which took around about, so it's like the underground, took around about sort of 31 minutes. And but you, I have also in the past been there on the 203 bus, and that's about half an hour. A nice way to go, if you do like the water, is the ferry, and that's the quickest journey. That'll only take you around about 16 minutes. Or it's going to be about 13 minutes by taxi, and obviously about the same, providing the traffic's not too bad, in a car. And so therefore, it is really accessible. And the other thing I really do like is, I'm going to talk about this in the next section, is the hotels. There are some really good hotels there. Well, when it comes to hotels, you don't have to worry too much in Nonthaberry. There are quite a few hotels. We stayed in the Nonthaberry Palace Hotel, and per night that came out around about sort of 600-700 baht, and that was really good. And then we spent another bit of time. Now, where was it? Now, it was a really, really, really authentic type of hotel, really old-fashioned. I can't actually remember the name of it now, but you know, the hotels in Thailand are of a very, very, very good standard. And if you're staying in Nonthaberry, you can be paying at the lowest end maybe 600-700 baht for the night, or you could be paying something like 1500 if you're staying in the more resort sort of hotels. But in general, it is fantastic. The rooms are clean, all the mod cons, tea and coffee. We've got a fridge which is stacked with water, because you have to remember that you can't drink the tap water And now, all in all, like most hotels, or all the hotels all over Thailand, they really are of a good standard, and they are a great place to stay and relax before you, you know, you get out and look around and see all these different places where you're staying. It's just so exciting. So Nantha Berry Hotels, they are good. Yeah, I must admit, I enjoyed the time when me and Kung, we went to Koh Kret, and that's like a little island sort of situated in the banks of the Chao Phraya River. It's very popular with the locals staying there. And first thing you find, there's like a weekend market, and me and Kung, we really do like our markets. And there's like, one of the things they actually do there is this really beautiful sort of handmade pottery, which, you know, really is a tradition within that area. And they're sort of perfectly sort of decorated. And, you know, apart from all the temples, you know, you've got like a central plaza, Westgate, is it Westgate? Yeah, I think it is Westgate. And that's a really, really nice shopping complex, and it's situated right in the very center of the city, and it's got loads of stores, and there's plenty of parking for vehicles as well. And you know, this thing about markets, me and Kung, we really do like a good market, and I must admit the Nantha Berry market was really good. And you know, you can shop there for your daily needs, for your food, as we did. You know, and you can get absolutely everything and anything. And also, so I don't think it was that far from there, was this temple. And it's, I think now is Wat Sankatakatan. Oh, here we go. That's me struggling. Yeah, I can speak Thai a little bit, but the, you know, that, some of the pronunciations do get rather difficult for me. And as I say, there are an awful lot of really nice temples. There is a water park there. And what's the other thing? There's like this, trying to think now. There was this a racetrack, the Impact Speed Park. That was good. You know, if you like this sort of a bit of a laugh with electronic go-karts and things, it certainly is a great laugh. And you know, they had a restaurant there and a bar. That was good. So really, sort of shopping, markets, the temples, and there's probably things that I've forgotten as well. It is, well, get there, have a look. It really is an amazing city, and very, very, very entertaining. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast, and thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd also like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. And plus a big thank you to everybody who has subscribed to the All About Thailand Special Edition podcast, which is great. And you know that you can get involved with the show and send me in requests for things to talk about, which you have been doing. And it's all really exciting. What I will do, I will put a link to the bio in the description of this podcast. Okay, so anyway, what is the nightlife like in Nantha Berry? Well, me and Kung, we really do enjoy going to bars and restaurants. Now, there's some really good restaurants which are open during the day, but in Nantaberry, but when you get to the night time, they're opening roundabouts sort of anything from 5 to 6, something like that. And yeah, there's some really good bars. And the Step In Pub, I think, was the one that we were in most of the time. And, you know, we like to play games of pool and, you know, and night out really is like going out to, well, obviously having food. And we're going to play a few games of pool and finish it off with sort of live bands. It's something that we really do enjoy, you know, a nice bit of live bands. Music is the thing, isn't it? You know, but you've got some very interesting, very exciting bars like the Abandoned Mansion Bar and Restaurant. That's the one that we went with that had sort of live music. You know, that was quite good. We did enjoy that, but that's slightly out. That's near sort of the Klong Towie, really quite near to where we are. But if you took actually in Nantaberry, there are some really, really, really good places like the now this is it, that Hyena. We really did enjoy the Hyena. Now, if you like your craft beers and you like steak, now I know me and Kong, we both love steak, and you can have a really, really nice meal. You know, and if you want to meet people, you can meet people as well. So all in all, you know, get on the internet, have a look around. Better still, actually, if you're in Nantaberry, get out on the streets and have a look about, do some walking, and you will be surprised at the places that you come across. It may well be like what happens to us, that we're out looking for clubs and for restaurants or pubs as an instance, and we find the first one and we tend to stay in it. You know, we don't seem to get any further. It's just very exciting, very, very happy life. The nightlife is good and it's safe and it's clean. And if you want to meet people, you can meet people. So anyway, we're coming near the end of the podcast now, but we've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story is a Nantaberry story. It involves one of the very first time I actually went there. You know, me and Kong, we went on the MRT, which is like the underground, and we were actually in Nantaberry, and we got around and we looked at quite a few of the sort of temples. And we'd done the market, and then we sort of settled down to go into the bar. And we went into this restaurant, and you know, we got, what the story is, we just had one of the, I think, one of the best fillet steaks ever. You know, I've traveled all over the world, yet this fillet steak was just so sort of moist and succulent and really, really nice. And also, it was one of my times where I first was trying out my speaking Thai. And it went all well. Everyone managed to understand me. And, you know, the thing about the Thai language is once, you know, you get a little bit of a grasp on it, it's just so easy to sort of keep going, really. So, you know, once you get the phrases, but yeah, cut a long story short, we had a marvellous time in Nantaberry, so I recommend that you do go. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening, and it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.